The Mighty 690 KGGF. I was about to say open line, but open line is not on right now. So, but we do have Candy Westbrook in every Wednesday like we do. And first of all, on Wednesdays, we always have to talk about this. Okay, so anyway, it is hump day, and Candy is in studio. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Coffeyville. Great.
And it first of all, it's cold out there. But before we get started on, this morning, you had the CNN, but it was a great parade this past Friday. Tons of floats, and
yes.
It seemed like just everybody had a great time.
It just set the tone. I mean, I'm just so excited now. I'm in a great mood for the holidays. But it was great. The turnout was great, number one. Streets were packed. Loved it. We had 110 entries, and someone told me, if you start adding up some of the ones that had three or four different actual things in their entry, mm-hmm. we probably had close to 150. So we were pretty close to meeting our goal. So it was exciting. Yes.
So, it was a great parade. I saw a lot of the pictures, and I wasn't able to get down for it, but I saw plenty of pictures, and I heard the play-by-play that Matt did on the radio.
So,
it was very, very cool to listen to that and also just see all the pictures. And it's always a great time of year, and I love the way it lights up downtown.
Because
since the parade's at night, there's not many parades there at night, and this one is at night specifically for that, for all the lights. And then all the lights downtown, all the brand new lights that are shining down there.
They just set it off, and then the brand new tree.
The tree is
gorgeous.
Great. Oh
yes.
My gosh, looks great. So it looks great in the daytime, but I think it looks even better at night with it all lit up. You got to get down there and check it out, take a picture with it, anything.
It looks
great. So,
and I will say, for those that were at the parade, if you were wondering what happened, there was a big gap. We had about four blocks of nothingness, and we were like, what happened? Where's the parade? Did it stop? We had a car breakdown.
Oh, no.
Lester Hart in the parade. And so they were pushing it to get it out of the way. I felt so bad for him. But so that was why for all those.
That's pretty. I bet you were like, the parade's over. And it's like, no, I still see stuff down there.
Yeah,
something's
exactly.
happening. So, all right. Well, Candy, lots of stuff going on. Again, the CNN was this morning.
Yes.
Let's go over that.
Okay.
It sounds like it was a lot of great things going on.
Good stuff. So we were with Boys and Girls Club and the Parents as Teacher. Two really great organizations. I don't know if those at home know this, but both of those organizations have been around for many years in Coffeyville, and both kind of set the tone, not just here in Coffeyville, but statewide and even nationally. I know a Boys and Girls Club have had people from the national office come down and say, how are you doing this?
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're doing so great that they're getting recognition, and they work so hard just to help our youth. And the Parents and Teacher Program, especially, I wanted to talk about that one because I know a lot of people know about Boys and Girls, not everybody, but Parents as Teacher is a program that's free to parents. I even used it with my little one when he was younger. It's prenatal all the way up to kindergarten. You can have someone come in, they do home visits, and they just kind of help your kid to make sure they're on track developmentally, whether it's helping them with speech or with walking or just anything, helping those parents, especially new parents. I don't know if my kid's on track. Is he behind? What do I need to do? And they help out, and it's free. So I love it. Both organizations are just very involved and in the community, and we're excited. To give you an example, though, because we have an event coming up with Boys and Girls, they do Shop with a Cop every year. Go out to Walmart, and it's a partnership between Walmart and Boys and Girls Club and the community. And down in, I wanted to say it was Bartlesville or Charleston or something, they had like 50 kiddos that they took through, and they were so excited. We have 200 kids that we take through it.
That's crazy.
And
Bartlesville is so much bigger, so it's like that shows that we're tied in really well here.
Yes. Our community cares and gives back, and I just love that. So shout out to both of those. We're excited that they were able to host it today. So thank you. So Candlelight Tours are coming up. So both Sam with Visit Coffeyville and Amy here at the KGF, we're talking about it today. It starts tonight. And if you want to know all the dates, though, just you can go on you guys' page. You can go on our page. I mean, it's everywhere on Facebook. But there's several different nights to go. It's $5. And if you've never been, I'm telling you, you're missing out. It's just gorgeous. And especially if you have people coming in town, it's something unique to our community that you don't see a lot of places.
Right.
So 158 trees.
Wow,
every floor.
That surpassed the 150.
It did. It went over 150.
That's great.
Yes. Magnolia Scents over in Independence, which they have the best candles ever in America. And they donate all the candles for the night. And so every floor has a different scent.
Oh, very cool.
It's really the whole
thing. Yeah, my girlfriend and I, we're actually, I think we're going to go tonight. So
yeah.
So we're excited for it. I'm excited for it because, again, I've never seen it. So
yeah. And tonight will be a good night to go. Saturday is usually packed.
Oh, yeah.
Packed. But Wednesday is usually pretty good. So
is there ever a case where people have to, like, call in advance or, like, is like a waiting period? Like, if it is packed, like, on Saturday, are people going to be expected waiting times?
They try to, most of the time, it tries to stagger pretty good.
Okay.
They try to fit them all in. But there has been a couple times when they're like, we are packed. Somebody has to stand outside just for a few minutes until we let a few people out.
Do you occasionally, I know it says 5:30 a day, do you usually go a little past 8 just in case there's a big crowd?
I am not positive. I know volunteer-wise, you know, they've got, it's all volunteer ran. So
right.
There's a point where they can't stick around because they got to have enough people to watch to make sure everything goes well. But I'm sure that's probably happened. They try not to, but
right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened. So
you mentioned volunteers. Do they need volunteers still, or can anyone volunteer if they would like?
They still need a couple volunteers because, yes, they have somebody in almost every room because not only are you just kind of encouraging people and talking to them about the history of the place, but want to make sure people aren't touching certain things.
Right.
Because it is historical. Everything's in there worth a lot of money. And so we don't want little kiddos picking up, you know, something worth several $1,000 playing
right.
with it. So.
Oh, look at this. Oh,
Yeah. Yeah.
Get your checkbook out, parents. Be
ready. That was exciting. So make sure you make plans for that. Amy also talked about the Christmas contest getting ready to come up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that one. It's going to be fun, especially because I want that poinsettia. It's huge.
Oh, my gosh. I have not seen it yet, but I've heard it's huge.
It is big and gorgeous from Haynes Greenhouse. So make sure that you are participating in that contest this week.
And there's Amy right there. She just walked behind you. So
worked out perfectly. Anne Marie from Liebert's, a few different things. But number one, if you haven't finished all your shopping, make sure you stop by Liebert's or Isham's. She talked about Isham's today, too. They have a lot of gifts on stock, in hand. Walk in, check out some things. Everything from, like, for example, those ceramic Christmas trees. Those little bitty ones, about this tall.
Mm-hmm.
They are back in style. Things that from the years ago always kind of come back in. So they have those at Isham's. So just all kinds of great gifts at those places. So make sure that you stop in and get your holiday shopping. And also from Liebert's, just a reminder to be safe this holiday season with your electricity.
Oh, absolutely.
This is that time when everybody wants to use just a
10,000 lights.
Yes,
you know.
And then plug in a huge space heater to it and... Yeah, don't
doesn't
do that.
Work usually you, like
you,
that.
You plug a strip into a strip into a strip. Uh-huh. And that's probably not good at some point.
Well, yeah. I had to deal with that last weekend because I was without heat for like 3.5 days.
Oh,
yeah,
which
that's
it wasn't like the craziest. I mean, we were okay. Like it wasn't crazy cold. But I mean, you know, when your house dips down to 49.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
and you're waking up at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
That's quite brisk when you rip the covers off you. So I was basically space heater plugged in for 3 straight days.
Be safe, people.
Just reminder
to be safe this holiday.
Yeah. You don't want to do what I did. No.
Yeah.
If you could, Candy, just for the, can you lift your mic up just a little bit?
Yep.
You sound a little hollow there. I was just
there. How's that?
That's much better.
Awesome. Okay. Also, we, Amory, wanted to thank everybody that was part of that tree that we just talked about. The reawakening, the city, they had donors, the foundation. All of them came together in a very short amount of time. I mean, it literally was like, we want a tree, but can we do it? Within a week, they had the donations. And
wow,
exciting.
That's awesome.
So, and then, of course, the new snowflakes that the chamber put up. And so after the first of the year, the rest of the new poles will also be going in downtown.
Oh, cool, cool.
So the
cool.
whole look will be just gorgeous.
It's
so
gonna be,
I'm excited.
Look completely different down there, so that's going to be awesome.
Yes. So other holiday things coming up. We have Santa coming to Community State Bank on December 20th. Exactly. That's 1 to 4. You can come in, get cookies, get your pictures taken. So December 20th at Community State Bank. And then I love this one. The rec is having Santa Paws. You can bring your cat or dog, no other animals, they said, in to have a picture taken with Santa. And if you know certain pet owners, some of them, that pet is more than their kid. I mean, they take care of that pet just like
a yeah, kid. Yeah, it's like a family member.
That's
basically.
Me.
There you go.
That's
so
me.
So you can go get a picture with Santa.
Yeah, might have to do that.
That's December 23rd from 7 to 8. It is free, although they are asking for donations for the Friends of Animals. So you can bring a Kingood or like dog food.
I'm guessing 7 to 8 p.m., not
yes,
a.m.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Just making
7
sure.
7 to 8 p.m., yes.
Okay.
A couple other things going on. This Saturday is the Touch of Life Ministry. It's always down on Walnut Street at the Boys and Girls site, but they will be doing free clothing and soup and some other items for those in need. And Leanne Eggers from the Public Library, this is the month where they do Food for Fines. So you got that overdue book that you forgot to bring back.
Oops.
Now you can bring in some canned goods, some peanut butter, cereal, some different things, and they'll take that fine right off for you.
Yeah, so that's the good. First of all, you get to save some money from the fine, but you're also donating food for a good cause.
Exactly. I love it. I love it. And then mark your calendars. I love this event. They, on January 23rd, have their Taste of Soup fundraiser.
Mm.
And it's yum, yum, yum. I just love soup. I guess it's that time of year. But
what's your favorite soup?
Potato, probably.
Okay.
Oh, I like a creamy potato.
I love myself an old-fashioned chicken noodle soup.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Do we count chili as soup?
I do.
I've heard that
debated
before.
I do, too. I do. Because, you put cheese in it, you put crackers in it like you would do
I've
soup.
I've heard people argue that it's not a soup.
You can argue it, but
consistency.
It is
I think consistency also has to do with it. If it's kind of a watery chili, not watery, you know what I mean?
Right.
And not just this just gelatinous thing that sometimes comes in cans. If it's like homemade chili, I would consider that a soup.
Yeah. I think they're all soups, but I love it.
That should be a poll question for down the road.
There's
put that on the poll
question.
One of these days.
Yeah.
I think that will be as soon as we're done with our Christmas movie
yeah.
tournament.
But one thing I do like about this event, though, is they have pre-orders. So if you don't want to have to cook dinner that night, and I've done this every year, you call ahead and say, I want these three soups, and they'll have them bagged up and ready to go for you, and you can take it
very
home
nice.
Dinner
nice.
That night.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love that. Love it. This is also time of year where the kettle bell ringers are out,
mm-hmm.
So make sure that you are supporting the Salvation Army. We have one of the best Salvation Armies all around, and all that money stays here. I know a lot of people don't like to give to certain organizations or worried, but it stays right here in Coffeyville and supports our families in need.
Yeah, I've gone to a few stores and dropped in, a dollar here and there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And, of course, they always need bell ringers, so if your family's still looking to do something, so... Which reminds me, this is the time of year, too, where certain families and children still have some needs. They don't have the funds to do Christmas much. And so there's angel trees all over town. I know Liebert Brothers said she has three still left in her window. So if you're wanting to help a family, adopt a family, make sure that you check around at all the different places that have an angel tree. I actually know of a family that we're trying to do some... raise some funds and support with for this year. So there's lots of places but you can give back, but just make sure you get on that because it's almost time. I can't believe it.
Right.
It's coming.
It's crazy.
But it's coming, but you still have time to shop. Don't wait till December 24th, please. Yes. See, I knew there's always one of them that does that.
You can't see,
that's
but Brandon's raising his arm here.
She instantly said that, and I was like, yeah, that's
I knew it.
Guilty
knew
as
it.
Charged.
No, don't wait, because here's why. If you go ahead and do your shopping local now in the next 2 weeks, you might get entered in to win some money.
Nice.
So we're still doing our Christmas giveaway, and we gave away six winners last
yes.
week. Today's Wednesday. Okay, so tomorrow is our next drawing, and we'll have six more winners, and then the last drawing will be next Thursday.
And I've been shopping locally as well.
Awesome.
In fact, I went yesterday to the Nichols Hitching Post. So,
yay!
See,
so,
I still need
and
to check
I got
that
signed
out.
Up for it, so.
There,
I got some great stuff there that I didn't think I was going to get. I was like, oh, I'm going to get that.
So. I didn't hear last week the prizes they go from small to, like, they vary.
Yeah, there's 100, there's five $100 winners, and then one $500
okay.
winner.
Okay, gotcha.
And
it's a lot easier this year instead of keeping tickets like it has been in
yes,
the past.
That
know?
Was a confusion. That even last week, that was confusing for people. Like, wait, what happens to my ticket? If you accidentally got a ticket from a business, take it back to them, put your name and number on the back, and bring it back to them. Sometimes when you're a business and you got 20 employees, maybe sometimes one of the employees doesn't get the memo, doesn't
right.
understand how to do
right.
it. So, or if they didn't offer it to you, ask them. You know, I always go, well, they didn't give me any. Well, did you ask?
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask. Go ahead and put it out
and
there.
I saw somebody on the Facebook page. They were just asking. I think they were just wanting some clarification. It's like, hey, I went to this place and theirs were green, and I don't see any green ones. And I think a reply was, we rewrote it in the standard ones. That way it didn't stick out.
Right, right. We want every size to be the same. So when we go to grab them, it's equal, fair share.
Right.
So. But the more places you shop, the more chances to win. Because the way we do it is we draw winners from each store and put them into one pot.
I know
that
I've
way
been to,
everybody's equal.
Yeah, and I've been to one location that's doing it, and I noticed the jar was full. A lot of tickets were in there. So
yay!
So that's a good thing.
It says at least one place I've been to.
A
lot of people have put their name in there.
Give me a call at the Chamber or check out our Facebook page. We have the list of every place that's participating. There's 27 different places that you can go to. So, and then the last thing that I will end off is just a thank you and then also a looking forward. But thank you, Coffeyville. It has really been a blessed year. We have seen the excitement, and there's always going to be some of those negative Nellies, right? But but for the most part, we've seen more hope than in years past. More people excited and know that there's going to be some changes. It takes a while for community to kind of fight back and continue growing, but we're doing it. We're doing it well. I've got new businesses that I know about. Can't really say yet, but yeah, there's good things happening in Coffeyville, and people are taking pride, and I'm excited about that. So so thank you, Coffeyville, for letting all of us have a great year, and looking forward. This is open to the whole public, but on January 24th, we do our annual dinner, and that's where we give out awards to the community, and then also we just do a recap of our year. But it is the party of the year. It's so much fun. Last year, we had a waiting list. So one of those things where we can only fit 350 people in the building. So get your tickets early if you want to come.
There you go.
Well, our theme is bringing back the 20s.
That's
in
very
2020.
Cool. I love.
It's a cabaret 1920s. We're going to have special drinks, special music, throwback for the 20s.
Kind of like
course,
that one movie. I can't remember the name of it now offhand, but the one that had Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
Titanic.
Oh.
No, not Titanic.
I know.
No, we're not sinking here. Come on.
Was there enough room on
the
door?
The Great Gatsby.
Yes.
Kind of like that.
I think
theme,
I watched that
right?
in school.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so no, Great Gatsby's great. So,
yeah,
so kind of that theme going
yes,
on. So.
Right.
Very
yeah.
cool. So
good night. So.
Get the tux out with the tails. So.
And that is all. We'll be back next week, and then we'll be taking a break for a couple weeks. So.
Absolutely, because we obviously the next time you would be here after next week would be Christmas. That ain't happening.
Nope.
We're not doing that. And also New Year's after that. So
right.
after next week, like you said, a couple of weeks off, and you'll be back on the 8th, it looks like.
That is correct. So, but we'll see you next week for sure.
All right. Thank you very much, Candy, for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get back to Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.